Do you have student loans? Are your student loans overwhelming you and stopping you from doing things like investing or saving for retirement? What if I told you that your employer can help pay your student loans on your behalf? That would be crazy, right? Well, today I have an exciting episode about a new law that President Biden and the IRS just passed allowing your employer to help with your student loan payments. Stay tuned for another phenomenal episode of Tax Free Living. What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of Tax Free Living. I'm Carter Cofield, and I help entrepreneurs and business owners just like you learn to live tax free. Today's episode is not about taxes, though. Okay, believe it or not, today's episode is about student loan payments and a very, very important update that just was passed by President Biden and the IRS about it. So let's get right into it. So as of 2024, America has a cumulative student loan debt burden of $1.7 trillion. Like, I don't know if y'all know how much trillion is, but trillion is a lot of money, okay? And so this is federal and private student loan debt, and this number has been increasing over the last decade. As you all know, student loans is a big problem in America, okay? Due to this daunting student loan deficit, many Americans are forced to choose between paying off student loans and saving for retirement. And that's a choice that nobody should have to make. Like, do I pay for what I did in the past, or do I start investing for the future? Like, who has time for that, right? So because of this issue, President Biden introduced the Secure Act 2.0, which has some interesting features related to student loan payments, right? And I'm going to break down everything you need to know in this video. So the Secure Act 2.0 has a lot of stipulations, some about retirement plans, others about student loans. Today, we're going to focus on the student loan piece. So starting January 1st, 2024, employers will be allowed to treat employee student loan debt repayments as if they were 401k contributions. Okay. Because of this, they will be able to make matching contributions for qualified student loan repayments into the employee's retirement account. Traditionally, if you work at a job and you contribute to your 401k plan, let's say you contribute $500 to your 401k plan, your employer is allowed to match your $500 with their $500. So you would now have $1,000 in your 401k because they match whatever payment you put into that 401k. The problem that we're seeing today is people are not funding their 401k because they're paying off their student loans instead. They don't have money to do both. So what this new Secure Act 2.0 is gonna do, if you make a student loan payment of, let's say, $500, your employer can match that $500 student loan payment and put it in your retirement account. Okay, and this is major because they're basically now investing on your behalf. So think about this. If instead of paying $500 for your student loans, what if you doubled the payment? What if you then pay $1,000 for your student loans? Your job can then match that $1,000 student loan payment with $1,000 into your retirement account, that money that's going to be invested for your future. So this is probably the biggest news I've seen to 401ks since I've been a CPA, and I've been a CPA for 11 years, okay? Like, this is huge. So now that we know that this is a possibility, let's talk about who's gonna be able to take advantage of this, right? So what plans are allowing for this new matching stipulation? So if you have a 401k, a 403b, a 457, or a simple IRA, you're qualified to take advantage of this new student loan matching provision, okay? So if your employer has a 401k, 403b, 457, or simple plan, and they agree to add this stipulation to their retirement package, you can invest, you can pay your student loans, and they will match your student loan payment with an investment to your investment account. So now we need to understand, like, what qualifies as a qualified student loan payment, because they did put that in the in the in the law when I read it. So a qualified student loan payment is broadly defined as an indebtedness incurred by the employee solely to pay for qualified higher education expenses of that employee. What they're basically saying is it has to be for college, higher education, grad school expenses. It can't be for like you paying for an online coach and you have an outstanding debt and pay it off. No, it needs to be through a accredited higher education program, college, grad school, and it has to be a federal or private student loan. Okay. So that is what qualifies the payment to be registered under this provision. Now, here are some key things that you as an employee need to know if you're going to try to take advantage of this new Secure Act 2.0 provision. So number one, matches can be applied to both Roth and traditional contributions. So whether you're contributing to a traditional 401k or a Roth 401k, the match still works, which I love this because I think that a lot of people should be mixing. If your employer allows it, you should be doing like half of your contribution to a Roth account and half of your contribution to a traditional account, because we don't know where the taxes are going to be 20, 30 years from now. So I'd rather play both sides while I can, right? So even if you have a Roth 401k and you're paying off student loans, they can still match your money in your Roth 401k. The second thing employees need to know is that you must provide proof of student loan payment to your employer. So in order for this to work, you need to pay your student loan off. You need to show your employer every month your student loan payment so they can know exactly how much they're matching. Okay. Now, the third thing is probably the biggest thing that the employees need to know, and that is you can do both. You see, this isn't a either or thing. This is an and both thing. So, Carter, what do you mean by that? Well, if you're an employee, you can contribute $500 to your retirement account, and you could pay $500 towards your student loans. So you would have paid essentially $1,000. You invested $500 in your 401k, you pay $500 worth of student loan payments. Your employer will now be required to match that $500 in student loan payment, and they will be required to match that $500 of 401k contributions. So if you're in a position and you get to a position where you could pay your student loans off and invest in a 401k, guess what? Your employer now has to match both. Some of you all are already paying for your student loans and investing in 401k. So now you basically can double your matching contributions overnight, which is crazy, right? Okay, so now, and things that employers need to know, or things that you need to know about your employer. Number one, every employer doesn't have to agree to do this, okay? Like they can just say no. They can say, hey, we're not participating in that. Cool. But a lot of employers are, because it's going to make them more competitive when it comes to hiring and recruiting and honestly stealing talent from other companies. So employers don't have to do this, but I think by the end of this year, a lot more employers will start adopting it. And once big companies start adopting it, everybody's going to follow through because nobody wants to lose their employees to bigger companies. If an employer offers it, they have to offer it to all employees. So if you see Kate over there getting it, you can already know you can run the play as well, right? So these are very, very important times. And with the deficit that we have for student loans, I think this couldn't have come at a better time. I think this really, really will help a lot of people out. But it doesn't matter what I think. Let me know what you all think. Comment below. Let me know what you think about this provision. Are you going to partake in it? Does your employer offer it? And are you happy about what the government is trying to do to decrease this $1.7 trillion of student loan debt? Other than that, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace.